This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. An Israeli airstrike in Gaza destroyed several homes Sunday, killing 42 Palestinians, including 10 children, health officials said, as militants fired rockets at Israel with no end in sight to 7 days of fighting. The Israeli military said the civilian casualties had been unintentional, and that it had attacked a tunnel system used by militants, which collapsed, bringing down the homes with it. As the UN Security Council convened to discuss the worst Israeli-Palestinian violence in years, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel's campaign in Hamas, Islamist-run Gaza, was continuing at, quote, full force, end quote. A car ramming attack wounded several people, including 4 police officers in the Flashpoint Sheikh Jarrah neighborhood of Israeli-annexed East Jerusalem Sunday, police said, adding the attacker was shot. After the vehicle ramming attack in the district, the scene of weeks of clashes between Palestinians and Israeli security forces, the assailant was shot by officers, a police spokesperson said, without giving details on the attacker's condition. Jordan's King Abdullah said Sunday his kingdom was involved in intensive diplomacy to halt what he described as Israeli military escalation that has led to the worst flare-up of violence in years. The monarch, whose ruling family has custodianship of Muslim and Christian sites in Jerusalem, did not elaborate. Sunday, Saudi Arabia's foreign minister condemned Israel's flagrant violations of Palestinian rights and called on the international community to act urgently to put an end to military operations. Prince Faisal bin Farhan Al Saud was speaking in televised remarks at the start of an emergency virtual meeting.